players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for November 30th, 2021. This week's nail polish is orange. Shout out to HaloAndy007 and TeamOK. Jekyll tried to confuse everyone, but in the end, they indeed went with orange, and I think they already have or will post some evidence. This is the season wrap-up episode for season 48. Prepare for a shout-out of each and every promotion, save a couple pending ones. I haven't even looked at the standings in 2 weeks, so this is gonna be fun. Let's dive right in. In A, Johns, N.A. Smith, and Sigmatic played 2 matches each during the past 2 weeks. Johns tied Sigmatic and won against J-Nails, who was distracted by Bijou, who was distracted by a mirror. N.A. Smith, 99, won both his matches against Shanahan the Poet and Zikomatic. This means that Johns will play N.A. Smith, 99, for the league championship! It is the second time they meet in this constellation, but contrary to their first encounter of this sort, there is actually a chance for Johns to dethrone N.A. Smith this time around. Good luck to both of you in the grand finale of season 48! Apart from our two finalists, both Sigmatic and J-Nails will stay in A next season, while Negatif and Shanahan sadly demote to B. Speaking of B, Mick Zinok finished in number one of B1 and returns to his home division after a 4-season intermezzo. Akuchi took the group win in B2 after a tiebreaker match against Xerix and returns to A division after 2 seasons away. Sweet John 33 held on tight to the number one spot in C1 and finishes 1 win ahead of Rust 2. Earl overtook Furcoal and the other tied players in C2 and will play their second ever season in B next season. Cyrus was able to weather the storm at the top of C3 by 0.5 win ahead of Gamesu and is promoting to B for the first time in his league career. And no one was able to catch Cider01 for the C4 group win. We will see them in B next season, where we expect great things from them. Congratulations, all you fantastic players! Over in D, HaloAndy007 finishes ahead of Iris42 in D1. Both of them have earned a promotion to C next season. Teemo K won his division D2 2 weeks ago, but WJ11 came in second and promotes to C as well. Mort held on to number one in D3. Mort held on to number one in D3. Okay, water. Mort. I'm so professional. Mort held on to number one in D3. They're promoting alongside Hutz. Congrats, Mort. And in D4, Huevos Locos raked in the highest win of all of D tier, finishing at the top with 23 wins, a win rate of 77%. Jean-Michel came in second and promotes as well. In E1, Lord Alex held on to the first spot and earned a promotion to D. 2 dropouts from E2 made for a short season. ZmoB wins this division and moves up to D. BSpar29 held on to number one in E3 and secured the promotion. The administrator raked in 77% wins and a promotion from E4 as well. Bitter Worm Coil stayed in number one of E5. She wins her division with a 70% win rate. In E6, UExodus was able to break the tie with Alunic and earns a promotion to D next season. Grass Wanderer held on to number one in E7. They're promoting as well. And as we know, Ich Bin Da won EA Division 2 weeks ago and will play in D tier next season for the very first time. Congratulations to all of you! You are awesome! So our B Division winners declined a B Championship match, but the other three championships are underway and, in the case of C, already finished! Cider01 snatched the trophy out of Cyrusk's reach and is our Season 48 C-League champion! Congrats! For the D Championship, Hueves Locos advanced to the finale over Team OK. There, they will meet Mort, who won his semifinal against Halo Andy. Finally, for the E-Championship, Grass Wander won their semi against Annie and will meet either Bitter Worm Coil or Ich Bin Da in the grand finale. Good luck to all you great players! So we're in the results comment shoutout section now. I might even have one or two. We'll see. There's one. Yeah, okay, so one. Ah! Oh, but that was a cute one. That was from J6 Float McBoat against MOAT. And they played 1-0. And Float McBoat comments, "Moat, finish your paper." I found that was cute. But Duolingo had some nice cat content, which I don't want to keep from you. They asked me to translate, "This is one cat." It's always good to know how many cats you have, or how many cats are there. Then, "Almost all children need cats. Mother, I have too few cats." Which, yes, Twilligo, I have too few cats. "And your cat is so silly." Which, that's a mean thing to say. There's like one sentence, "Your cat is so silly," and the next sentence, "You have a silly cat." It's like, okay, chill. But then, "Your cat is so cute." I don't know. It's a kind of emotional roller coaster here with Duolingo. And now we're on to the significant lead shout out. And we finished Season 48 with 17 new club members. And they are N.A. Smith 99 with 70% in A1, of course. Earl in C2, Huevos Locos in D4, The Administrator in E4, A Lion Ate Me in F2, Abot349 in G5, The Man 0613, Hamburginho, Storm Chaser 20, and Brownie 99 in H tier. D Blow Slim, JR Arms, Gemini, and Temerition in I tier. And Tanya Tone, Express One, and Anitka in J tier. Well done, all of you! So, this season we had 83 club members overall, 54 of which played in tiers H, I, and J. Our highest ranking club member is, of course, N.A. Smith 99 in A tier. There were no club members from the entirety of B tier this season. Out of C tier, we only had people in C2 who reached 65% or more, but here there were two. So we had Earl with 73% who came in first, and Amoff at 11 who came in second with 67%. All our group winners of D divisions are represented. They all reached 67% or more, with Huevos Locos taking the crown away with 77%. We also have almost all the E divisions represented, with the exception of E3. But we have two entries for E4, which is The Administrator, who came in first with 77%, and Father Young Tread, who came in second with 70%. And highest ranking, in terms of win percentage, that is, highest ranking members are coming in on third place with 85%. Polymorpher in age 10. Coming in second with 88%, NintenDavid in age 7, and with a phenomenal 90% first place, DVD English in F8. Congratulations! And I'll be giving you the rest of the promotions after the end of the regular episode, as you know. Size Games. The fifth installment of Big Games is a more of an intimate tournament with all of six participants. As of now, J. True Piano, last season's runner-up, leads overall rankings but has only played half a match total. Medium Games 8 has the groups Arena and Battlefield. Right now, Astounder is in the lead with 4 wins and 4, followed by Snowbizzy and Emily FD with 75% each. And Small Games 15 players played all their matches super fast. Like, I'm taking 1 week off and we're already in playoffs. What? What? Well done, I guess. 6K3W7IV5TG28 and Supernick both got byes into the semifinals. The remaining seats will be filled by either Roaring Dino or Yorike and by Rainbow Chalice or Bintian. Good luck to all you formidable players. So, doubles. Team Sikto won against Team Jerrylet in what I assume was the semifinals? So Team Sigtal is now in the grand finale against Team Alpha 2, is what I gather from the channel. Good luck to all of you, and please, can we finish this tournament so I get rid of this awful orange? Thank you. There's been some discussion about how a tournament like this doesn't really work because it's so hard to schedule with 4 people. But honestly, more teams dropped because of how long the matches were taking than because they couldn't schedule. At least that's how I perceived it. I think there was only one team where scheduling was really, really complicated, but other than that, I feel like people were more agitated about matches taking a longer amount of time than they had planned or were willing to spend. But of course, I haven't surveyed all the scheduling and stuff, so I don't know, my perception might be limited. German League has come to a close, and we are on to the grand final tournament! 32 players advanced. We are currently waiting for confirmation from 203, but all the others are in. It'll be a blast. I am so looking forward to this! Apparently, the community decided to play double elimination, which is going to take forever. So not exactly looking forward to playing hours and hours on end, but it'll be so cool! I'll link the challenge to you in the show notes if you are interested. Yeah, that'll all go down on December 11th, and I can't wait! It's gonna be so good. Let me tell you, playing Dominion on my phone is hard. It's not fun. But I kinda had to while I was on holidays. It's good to be back. Yeah, no tournament matches. Season 49 starts next week. Father Young Tread indulged me for a game this morning, which is how I know how to pronounce his name now. Whee! Alright, and Jekyll coached a friend to play first edition base against me last week, which was absolutely miserable, but so fun to play IRL, and with these very, very worn cards, it just warmed my heart to know how often they must have been played with. Yeah, and that's about it this week. Negative style guide this week. It was brought to my attention from multiple sides, actually, that my first and true voice crush, Burning Skull, missed several opportunities to sheep some hecklers in Game 6 of his match against Triple Range Merge last week. Apparently, he could have also won that game by doing heckler stuff. But you will have to check this out for yourself. All I know is people were upset. I wasn't there, but people were upset. So, negative style points. Sorry, love. I still think you have a wonderful voice. And with that, we're on to the preview. Tomorrow, that is Wednesday, there are two play-in matches for League D. The first one is at 2 UTC, Father Young Tread v. Scoba 27, and the second is at 3 UTC, Sierra Lundy v. Xalexa. Then there's a big games match tomorrow, Nisala v. Simon Y. Jr. at 12 UTC. At 18 UTC, there's a mix-mix match between Mixinuk and Chorus. And there's a medium games match between Snowbizzy and Asounder at 23 UTC. Thursday, 1 UTC, Tracer will play Switch on 33 for a mix-mix. Mix-mix. Friday, 22 UTC, Tracer will play Sharoor for a mix-mix. Saturday, 14 UTC, Blam Blam Bunny will play Ashikur for Mix Mix. And then there are our two small games quarterfinals. The first one at 18 UTC, Bintian v Rainbow Chalice. And then at 19 UTC, the second one, Yorike v Roaring Dino. I sure hope that a League Championship match will take place sometime this week, but we will see, and we'll all be there and be bright and happy. And with this, we have reached the spec chat, and lots to talk about today. First things first, I am absolutely not delusional. Going back to Dresden Dolls Sing, where I was so sure that Amanda Palmer sings there's this thing that's like fucking except you don't fuck. But on Spotify and everywhere else, she sings there's this thing that's like touching except you don't touch. So, I'd like to quote scholarly journal Wikipedia to you, where it says, there are two versions of the song, the version on the final album with the opening lyric, there's this thing that's like touching except you don't touch, and the original version available on promo copies of the album, which is identical, save an alternate opening lyric, there is this thing that's like fucking except you don't fuck. I am not making things up, I am not misremembering, I would like to reinstate myself as remembering lyrics correctly. So that was one thing. Then, of course, I was on vacation in Sweden, and it was so much fun. It was interesting because no one's wearing masks. So it was like, I don't know, traveling back in time or something to yeah, a time where no one wore masks anywhere. But yeah, it was very fun staying with Jackdoll, and they took me to all their fun activities, and we went to the stands, and I was in awe. So much fun. It looked like so much fun. But also, like, that was the second day I was there, so I'm still, like, I was still very much in the COVID regulations mindset, so it was mind-blowing to me to, like, be at this dance hall with so many people, like, no one's wearing masks or anything. I didn't need to show my vax certificate or anything, and then they're dancing, like, Boog and Fox, and Boog, alright, but Fox, like, the way they're dancing it, like Dirty Fox, is like basically a hug, like a 3-minute hug where you creep across the dance floor, which looks so fun, but you know, it's like, and then you change partners and stuff. So what? And then like two guys asked me to dance and I was like, no, thank you. I don't know how to dance. This would not be fun for you. And they were like, no, 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 I can teach you. And I was like, no, 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 thank you. Please, no, please, no. So, like, first of all, I really don't think that it's a lot of fun to dance with someone who doesn't know any of the moves. Like, I would be looking at my feet constantly. Then the second thing is, like, COVID. It's just like, this is too close. But then the third level, of course, is like, I don't want just, like, random men who I don't know, like, touch me in that way. Like, no thank you. If I was a dancer, sure. Like, I know it's this dance thing, but, like, I'm the fish out of water. That wasn't happening for me. But Jekyll had a fun night, and I also had a fun night watching. And I think more people should do it. I think that's, like, a really, really healthy thing to do, just to have that interaction and also just, like, touching people. Maybe it's just me, because, like, physical touch is very important to me. But I do believe that it's healthy, actually, when everyone is consenting. So, yeah. Everyone, we should all dance more. And what else? Oh, yeah, then the board games night was really, really fun. And then I went to visit some friends in Lund. And Lund is such a pretty city. It's so neat. It's a small town, but it's so, so pretty. And it has this huge cathedral that is very impressive. And it has, like, this cool crypt. I don't think I've ever been to, like, a crypt this huge before. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, I had a pretty good time. It was a very good vacation. I really enjoyed my time there. And I'm sorry, this is a little longer, but I feel like I haven't talked to you in so long. So you'll just have to deal with it or switch this off, whichever you prefer. So, on Sunday, I met some friends for karaoke, and they were singing this Queen song that I didn't know before, Love of My Life, and I, like, it broke my heart. What a tragic song. And if you're asking yourself, is she gonna read lyrics to us again? Yes, she is. So, I'm probably the only person who didn't know this song before, but, I have to share this with you. It was tragic. Okay, so, Love of My Life, you've hurt me. You've broken my heart, and now you leave me. Love of my life, can't you see? Bring it back. Don't take it away from me, because you don't know what it means to me. Love of my life, don't leave me. You've taken my love, all my love, and now desert me. Love of my life, can't you see? Please bring it back. Don't take it away from me, because you don't know what it means to me. You will remember when this is blown over, and everything's all by the way. When I grow older, I will be there at your side to remind you how I still love you. I still love you. Back. Hurry back. Please bring it back home to me, because you don't know what it means to me. Love of my life. Love of my life. I don't think I can even listen to it. It's just like, I'm... Why? Why? People. Feelings. Music. Holy moly. And the last thing one last thing, I promise. Just as a review of the karaoke sessions, I guess, with my wonderful karaoke buddy. You are awesome. But, like, this time in between, like, the end of the last season and now, there were some, like, really, really, really great songs. Like, for example, they suggested Live in La Vida Loca, which is a fun song, but I tried, like, I played it on the piano. I made it somber, and it was so, 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 so good. That was so much fun. And the other song was, the other song I really enjoyed playing was Love Song by, I can't pronounce her name, Sarah B. And yeah, I didn't know the song before, and I found it a little bit strange. I still find it a little bit strange. There are, like, some lines that are really icky, but it's such a joy to play it. So, yeah, shout out to the karaoke buddy. And this is it for the regular episode. I will be shouting out all promoting players from F to J tiers now, so if that's not interesting to you, thank you very much for listening until this point, and see you next time. Bye-bye! Promoting from F to E next season are Arf Arf Arf, A Lion Ate Me, AJL828, Abiu, JSKN, MCU Fly, El Taco, DVD English, Thunder Fighter, Nessuno, and Mego. Yeah, that's it for F. For G, promoting from G to F are Boblovat and 505857, Clam Chowder and Purdue Pete, Steelers 987 and Trash Panda 97. Shout out to the Panda. Silversmithy and Chicoyes, Abot 349 and Gio Carlo, Six Shadow 6 and Srimaruva, MCICRS and Matt 979, Hierarch and Snowbizzy, Lauda and Paisteo, shout out to you! That was my division. Kuni 86 and Ecole, Heyman and Platzek. Yep, those were all for G tier. Promoting from H to G tier are Mgla Gla. You know this is GG666, Air Brown 714, The Menno 613, Nickel B 474, Kehebo, Ninton David, Hamburginho, Super Nick, Polymorpher, Storm Chaser 20, Stone Mason, All Chocolate, Brownie 99, Eshikur, Koela, Ronba, Zwiebacke, Kubu, Eos Bamsi, Steve, and Hugo Leck. Promoting from I to H are Trash Panda! Shout out! Shorty Sax, D-Blow Slim, P. Sprig 97, Arco Arco, Spectre Shah, Rayo Run, Ginger Bowtie, G Bay, Kate 2244, M. Weinreich, Medrone 5, Kern Dog, Comcat 1, Chocopie, Katik, JC Cross, Undead 00, JR Arms, CC Wilson, Lissette, Steve Chaya, Flat Irons, Pier Pants, Phoenix Rising, Count Lorne, someone from my 14, Velocity Oz, Univashi, shout out, Troth 20, Chief Salsa, Yuzo, La Baguette, Kirito RDV, RB70, Peter, MX Game Pro, Jiminy, Destroyer of Doom, Destroyer of Doom! Timmerischen, Banksy, Smirtel and Jankos 16. And promoting from J2I tier are Tanya Tone, Vitz, Infinity Abyss, Giant Skunk, John St. Wah, Midwife Mom, Dugbean67, Dominionatrix9, Murdy Murt, Quadruple 5, Paul V. Lu, Float My Boat, C. Goldstone, Lumamu, Taste Humanity, T. B. Carson, Castle Livery, GZ, Nightflower 2008, Express 1, Brie 823, Gabriel Hansberry, The Punisher, Bedwolf 12, Pooja Wins, Pager, Pirate King, Defran 79, Gendrick Lamar, Anitka, Roho Cop 1, TDPF 103, Cat with a K, Bintian Eins, and Miss Shine, Sponge 12349, LV Ernesto Kahugar, Gas, Nicole Zepp. Nico Ledzep, maybe? Languste and Madin. So, congratulations to all of you on promoting. Well done, and a lot of fun, and good luck in the next season. So for those of you who have listened to all this, you are great. Thank you. And if you are in the mood for a reward, I think I have a song for you. And you can choose between Live in La Vida Loca and a love song. So just DM me. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, Strumphf. And I will see you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!